भक्ति रखो श्रीमद्भिक्षा महाराज की जय। जय जगत गुरु श्री भक्ति महाराज की जय।
আমি আর আপনাকে এক রাত্রিবেলা ইয়ে কিছু বলতে না করেছিলাম মহারাজ। হ্যাঁ, ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ আজকে দুপুরবেলা এসেছেন। তো উনি তো আসার পর থেকেই এখানে আসবার জন্য উদ্গ্রীব হয়ে আছেন। তাই আমরা ওই সন্ধ্যাবেলায় কামরূপ এক্সপ্রেস আছে, ওটা প্রায় 7টার সময় ছাড়ে কলকাতা থেকে, তাতে করে এখানে এলাম। ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ এসেছেন। হ্যাঁ,
তারা খবর দিই কলকাতায় আর সব ভালো। আমাদের সর্বভবন আসবেন মনে করছে।
সর্বভবন ও ভদ্রকে গেছে।
আচ্ছা,
ওই আত্মতত্ত্ব প্রভু ওর বিয়ে করছে ওখানে ভদ্রকে। ওই সর্বভবন গেছে ওই জন্য। আপনি কেমন আছেন মহারাজ?
মোটামুটি আছি। কালকে একটু বাত কোমরে একটু বাতের ব্যথা হয়েছিল, আজকে সেটা উপশম হয়েছে। কলকাতায় কখন এসে পৌঁছালেন?
ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ পৌঁছেছেন এই 11:30-12টার সময়। ইউ কেম অ্যারাউন্ড কোয়ার্টার টু 12, ওকে?
হ্যাঁ,
ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ
ইন কলকাতা।
From where?
I'm coming from, I started in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And then I went to visit Hansaduta Maharaj in San Francisco.
Yes.
Then from there I went to see Jayatirtha Maharaj in London.
Yes.
And then from there I went to Delhi.
Yes.
And I got the Rajdhani Express.
Yes. Yes.
And then I came to Calcutta to see Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And now I've come here to see you. Actually, my purpose was to come here and see you, but I've seen so many on the way.
He's saying that his actual objective was to see your lotus feet, but on the way he met so many people.
They are all well.
Yes.
Jayatirtha Maharaj met Rameshwar Maharaj.
Yes, he met him.
Yes. But he was not very favorable to him. Tomorrow morning, today morning, Viragdha Brahmachari, he came here. He went to Calcutta.
Achha.
He didn't see him?
No, I didn't see him.
Yes, Maharaj only Sunday Sunday is still. Sunday Sunday is still.
Okay.
Viragdha.
First he told him to go to Nepal. Today he told he is going to Malaysia. Hare Krishna. So Jayatirtha Maharaj is doing well there.
Yes, I spoke to him at length, and especially about your divine grace, and we had a very mutually enlivening discussion. But I think it will be a delicate situation with him.
Who?
Jayatirtha Maharaj.
And? he's in a delicate situation there.
Yes, and I think the other acharyas and GVC, they should deal with him in a very magnanimous way to not disturb this delicate condition.
I hope they will adjust the situation favorably, manage. What about his disciples of Jayaprajakta Maharaj? Are they favorable or some difficulty there with the previous disciples? Any difficulty?
On some levels, there may be. It's the ones who are first initiated Prabhupada, second initiated Jayaprajakta Maharaj. There may be some doubt.
Hesitating mode.
Yes. And some of the God brothers were disturbed.
What is their opinion when they have once left sannyas ashram, then he should not be regarded as formerly? This is their mentality.
What is yes, there. One point they were, that I heard them say, that they did not want to hear that this is some kind of lila. And generally, when such a thing occurs, there comes doubt about turning over newcomers to such a person.
Accepting sannyas and leaving that, again accepting.
Yes.
It's making trouble.
Like whim.
Of course, there is such an example amongst our previous God brothers during the time of Prabhupada. Sannyas was taken up. And again, sannyas was given to him, and he afterwards, as an acharya, he got recognition in the society. The Padmat Maharaj, who was in Udava, he was Puri Maharaj. And then, for some reason or other, the sannyas was taken off. Again, it was given by Prabhupada himself. The name was changed. He was Padmat. Previously, Puri Maharaj became Padmat Maharaj. And then called him priest. And after the departure of Prabhupada, he was accepted as an acharya by other devotees of Prabhupada. Sannyas has got a formal value, but to a Vaishnava, the valuation is according to the degree of devotion, not in accordance with the dress, the garment, external. It is a formal thing, still it has got some value on the society, ordinary society, outside. Anyhow, Yatrita Maharaj is he firm in his position, or he is also wavering, hesitating? What do you, did you find?
Well, I find that he still wants to internally pursue some realizations about Radha Krishna.
And externally?
Externally, no.
Externally, what does he want to do?
He wants to continue to work on in the society as best as possible. But he has some internal inclinations, and he feels that the society in general is too discouraging in that regard.
Yes,
he feels that the society is discouraging too much.
So, what to do?
Well, he intends to go on to the best of his ability in his...
Want to?
Go on working.
Working.
In his service.
As a sannyasi?
Yes.
Did you meet his former wife? No.
No.
Son? No. What will be the percentage of his followers there who are hesitating, in hesitating mode?
I can't say.
Can't say. General estimation? Half. No, more than that.
It's difficult for me to say. I was only there for 2 days.
But what is the attitude of the administration? It's calm?
Well...
To discourage him. What is the attitude of the ISKCON administration?
Well, their attitude...
Against him, or to reinstate him in his former position?
They want to reinstate him in his former position.
Really want?
Well, they want to give the benefit of the doubt. And they have made some objection to his attributing some credit to yourself.
That sort of weakness is also on the part of ISKCON, because they wrote a letter to me to interfere with this case. A long letter by the instruction of Bhavananda Maharaj and written by
Jayatataka
Maharaj. Requesting me to advise and to help in this matter, and I did so. And fortunately, I could convince him, both of them, even his wife also, that once he has taken the position of a general with such rank, high rank, he should not come back. It will be a bad name to ISKCON as well as Swami Maharaj. So anyhow, they agreed. And I replied the letter of Jayapataka Maharaj. To my best understand, I tried my best, according to my best understanding, to reinstate in his former position. And now it is your duty to adjust him with your institution. Yes, something like that. And they also came, Bhavananda and Jayapataka, and Charu Swami Maharaj knows, and you might have heard. Well, what is Hamsudut Maharaj's opinion.
Well, he thinks it was a very glorious act by your divine grace to save Jayatirtha Maharaj. And he feels quite differently than the other gurus and acharyas. They are afraid that by devotees hearing of your divine grace's wonderful activities and your preaching, that many people will be attracted to you. So this has created a fear in them. Whereas Hamsudutta Maharaj, he told me that he feels that if he did not pass on your divine grace's instructions to his disciples in the forms of these tapes that I have recorded, that it would be the greatest cheating, that he would be holding back from them the greatest benefit. And he does not feel threatened.
কি বলছেন?
উনি বলছেন যে
হরিশ মহারাজ,
হ্যাঁ, ইসকনের অন্যান্য অনেক আচার্য তারা একটু শঙ্কিত হয়ে গেছেন এখন যে আপনার যে কথা শুনে যে অনেকেই আপনার প্রতি অত্যন্ত অনুরক্ত হয়ে পড়ছে। এখন হংসদূত মহারাজের মুডটা ঠিক সেরকম নয়, কারণ হংসদূত মহারাজ বলছেন যে আপনার শ্রীমুখের যে সমস্ত বাণী যেটা শ্রীকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ টেপ করেছেন সেগুলো যদি তিনি তার শিষ্যদেরকে যদি সেই টেপগুলো তিনি না দিতেন তাহলে সেটা সবচাইতে বড় প্রতারণা হতো, যে একটা মস্ত বড় সম্পদ সেটা যারা সেই সম্পদ গ্রহণে যারা ইচ্ছুক তাদেরকে সেই সম্পদ থেকে বঞ্চিত করে সবচাইতে বড় প্রতারণা করা হতো।
সেটা তো আমি খানিকটা বললাম এদের একটা রিলেটিভ কনসিডারেশন আর একটা হচ্ছে গিয়ে অ্যাবসলিউট কনসিডারেশন। স্বধর্মে নিধনং শ্রেয় আর পরধর্ম ভয়াবহ, দ্যাট ইজ ওয়ান স্টেজ।
বুঝতে পারছেন
স্বধর্মে নিধনং শ্রেয় পরধর্ম ভয়াবহ, এ শ্লোক ইন ভগবদ গীতা। And the absolute consideration, sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. This is absolute. Give up everything, come to me direct. That is revolutionary way. And this is relative. Stick to your own clan. Don't leave them. The national conception, nation consciousness and God consciousness. Society consciousness and God consciousness. God consciousness is absolute. Society consciousness, if that hinders God, the development of God consciousness, that should be left away. গুরু ন সৎ, স্বজন ন সৎ, দৈব ন সৎ, ন প্রতিষ্ঠা সৎ, পিতা ন সৎ, জননী ন সৎ, নমো চৈত্য সমপীত মৃত্যু। হোয়াট টু স্পিক অব অর্ডিনারি থিংস, ইভেন গুরু স্পিরিচুয়াল গাইড ইন দি কেস অব বলি মহারাজ, দেন স্বজন ইন দি কেস অব বিভীষণ, দি স্বজন দি ওন রিলেটেড, then Pitana Sashat in the case of Prahlad, father, then in the case of Bharata, mother, in the case of Daivanga Sashat, in the case of Khattanga, left up other gods, demigods. And in the case of the Yajnapatni, they left their husbands in order to their endeavor to reach to the absolute personality. And how much the society we need only to help us, but if society, our affinity to the society, it keeps me down, then that should be given up. And we must march. Every time I mention these two things, absolute consideration and relative consideration, when they come into clash, the relative must be given up and the absolute should be taken. So if my inner voice, my spiritual conscience cannot decide that this sort of company will really help me, then I shall be under painful necessity to give them up and to run away towards my destination, which are my spiritual consciousness will guide in that direction. Otherwise it will be hypocrisy, and it will check our real progress. Nahi kalyan kachchi durgati tato gacchati. If we are sincere in our attempt, none in the world can check me or can deceive me. Only we ourselves can deceive us, none else. We must be true to our own self and true to the Supreme Lord. We must be sincere.
So Maharaj,
Hare Krishna.
My spiritual conscience has directed me to your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. Darshan Maharaj. Sharing your iron air key reaction.
Reaction.
I'm the Shastra Bullam Jagannath. Unfortunate and injudicious. I said to them. Why should I tell them? I am not wholly one with this calm. I have got some independent consideration.
এই প্রশ্নটা এই উত্তরটা অনেকের কাছে একটু কনফিউজিং ইয়ে হচ্ছে, যারা পরে যারা শুনল যে আপনি যে বলেছেন যে প্রভুপাদ আপনি ইসকন না ইয়ে করে আপনি প্রভুপাদ
বলেছেন
মেইনলি প্রভুপাদ, সো দ্যাট অলদো ইউ আর ভেরি গুড ফ্রেন্ডস এন্ড ইউ আর ফ্রেন্ডলি ইভেন বিফোর Prabhupada took initiation and after, and even after.
And I consider him as Shaktabish.
Right.
Still, there are some points of difference.
So I was wondering, Maharaj, and what is the difference?
Points of difference, maybe as far as I can guess, he had attraction for the Sakya Rasa. But mine is towards Madhura Rasa. One thing. Then, this is the main thing. Then, he came to me for consultation several times. I gave him the idea of building and the plan of building the temple here.
Yes.
According to Bhagavatamitam, he accepted. Then when he was very seriously ill in America, he gave a letter to me, what to do. Should I die working here, or I shall go back to India? I plainly told him, no, you die working there. He asked my sought my opinion, and what I told, he accepted. Then consulted with me some other points also about the preaching, how it should be done. But of course, he dismissed other god brothers, but he did not make any unfavorable remark about me. I was open to him always with my views.
Hare Krishna Maharaj found two very valuable things. One is the letter that Prabhupada wrote to
Jai Govinda,
who came at first with Achyutananda Maharaj. Prabhupada has directly written to him that how you are the most reliable,
competent
and most reliable person to take care of Prabhupada's disciples, and Prabhupada's disciples can come to you for instructions.
Jai Govinda, Ramanuja.
There were three of them, Jai Govinda, Achyutananda, Ramanuja. Jai Govinda, maybe he didn't come, but this is a letter that Prabhupada wrote Jai Govinda. He wrote a similar letter to Achyutananda because there was some difficulty with Ban Maharaj.
So that was Jai Govinda.
Yes.
Who took sannyas from Ban Maharaj.
No, that is Hrishikesh.
Oh, Hrishikesh. Then Jai Govinda, what did he do?
We don't know what he did.
He is not in the movement.
Right. He came here.
No, he didn't come.
He didn't come. Yeah. But the letter was given to him.
Yeah. Right. Because he was in Vrindavan with Achyutananda Maharaj.
Yes. Yeah.
And in that letter, Prabhupada says that he said, if you're going to accept Shiksha Guru, you must go to one who is actually practicing spiritual life and one who is competent to act as such. And then he says that yourself, you are the most competent of all of his god brothers. And then he said, I accept him as my Shiksha Guru. What to speak of the benefit that you will get from his association?
In his lecture in Mayapur, he plainly told his father that had been taped.
Yeah, he found the tape also. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
He told, after the lecture was delivered by Govinda Maharaj, my disciple, Govinda Maharaj told in his lecture that he looks at me like a child, like his child, and he looks at my Guru Maharaj as Shiksha Guru. And after that, when he delivered his finishing lecture, he accepted totally that what Govinda Maharaj has told, it is true. I look at him as my child, and I look at his Guru, Sridhar Maharaj, as my Shiksha Guru, and he gave Jai Om Vishnupad in my name, beginning with Om Vishnupad, which is generally done only to Guru. Of course, I could not take it very happily, but still he told it.
So, since I am a disciple of his, how can I accept any other conception or opinion?
But I always wanted to, as I told you all, wait and see. And there is the constitution, it's called the body. So we should not neglect it. If it becomes weak, then there will be a loss to the whole ISKCON, whole mission, division, all these. So try if it is, we can, ISKCON can accommodate you all and little generously. That I wanted. But if it is not possible in particular cases, then what to do? We have already done that. We tried our best to follow the combined attempt after Prabhupada. But when that was not possible, gradually we have to come out in different parts and to go on with our own way. Because we could not neglect our conscience. At the same time, it is found, it is written in Hari Bhakti Vidas, and a common sense will also say so. When man of superior realization is there, the inferior must not stand in the way of his preaching. They should rather help them. Strictly, if we follow this spiritual law, and this is common sense also, because higher seed should be distributed to all, and everyone available should have the chance of getting that higher instruction.
So that person...
Instruction means realization, like homeopathic globule. Externally, we cannot recognize what potency is there. So mantram and the naam, externally, physically, it cannot be detected what is that. Only the man who gives it, his realization is the potency with the sound. So when higher potency in the name or in the mantram, whatever, is available, really, then everyone should try to utilize himself in that way. That is common sense, and the Shastra is also there.
So, Maharaj, you are that personality.
So still, we should know buddhi-bhidam janayidu jnanam karma-sanginam. The others will also be allowed to go on in their way.
Yes, they can go on.
In their way, different stages, different strata there should be. But still, the relation is there. And we find that Narottam Thakur and his guru was Lokanath Goswami. That he is also a Parshada Mahaprabhu, contemporary. And but Narottam Thakur says, Kabir Lokanath Mor Hatete Dhariya Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari Padesam Paribesam Atpam, something like that. When my guru Lokanath, he will take me by hand and he will offer me to Sri Rupa Guru Manjari. So tatastha vichar, the absolute consideration is there. And especially our Guru Parampara, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu Sarup Damodar Rup Sanatan, and then Narottam, then Vishwanath, then Baladev Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Mostly they have no body connection at all, but only the connection in the line of a spiritual flow of the same order and intensity and height. The Shiksha Guru Parampara is Shiksha Guru, not Diksha Guru. That is only the physical current. Physically, they had no connection. But only through the flow of the spiritual knowledge that has come from here and there, 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 degree of future knowledge, spiritual knowledge, that is to be accepted. And they are all madhur rasa. When I was initiated, Prabhupada, at the time of initiation, he told something about the Harikatha, that is the pastimes of God. Then I was a newcomer. When I came out, Vasudeva Prabhu, he was conversant with Siddhanta, with spiritual knowledge, Shastric knowledge. He asked me, what did Prabhupada say after your Diksha initiation? I told that such and such things were told by him just after Diksha. He told you are a very fortunate one. Yeah. Because Prabhupada told me at the time of Diksha about Radharani group. So Madhura Rasa Prasanga. And also when Prabhupada passing away, he took me from my bed and asked me to chant a kirtan, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Rupanuga Sampradaya, just to the very point where should we stick. If we take our stand in that point, that is the center of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava knowledge or education or spiritual birth, Rupanuga Bhajan. Even the Sakhi, in Madhura Rasa, the Sakhi, they cannot enter where Radha Govinda united privately. But this Manjari, that is the their age is down, lower, so they are allowed there. They could be allowed.
Younger
section, younger batch is allowed. And that is the highest rasa. When it is produced in their private union, the manjari, they can have some taste, not even the sakhis. So the highest point of our attainment, our aspiration, is there, the Rupanuga, Rupa Manjari. She is the leader of all the manjaris, and they are the highest quality of the union rasa to be found. So Rupanuga Sampradaya. Very hard the fortune. Had the fortune, and Prabhupada was very much pleased with one of my Sanskrit poems about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So much so that he told to his disciples, other disciples, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has himself made to write him this poem. And in another place he told that after me there will be a man who will be able to deliver my understanding or educate teachings. That is, anyhow, came to my fortune. And from the beginning, when in the beginning also, just before Diksha also, he told, Jajjadātara tisya-svastantayari bītara-vijana-sahajat-pramānam-kurti. Because I came from a high Brahmin family and a scholar family, or in Sanskrit. So he took me like that, as if a man of your position comes to preach about Mahaprabhu, then it will be easy for the ordinary public to accept the teachings of Mahaprabhu. But I looked at him with this, his attitude. It appeared to me that how eager he is to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu, that he is a small thing, he is appreciating so much for himself. Really, that was the thought in me at that time, that even a straw he is taking and considering it is of great help to him. This is the high degree of earnestness in him to preach about Mahaprabhu. That was my conception at the time. And not that I came from a big family, I'm educated or this, that. My heart at that time only, his eagerness, earnestness, has got no limit to preach about the doctrine of Mahaprabhu. So whatever little things he gets as for his help, he considers it to be a very big thing. Anyhow, I had some reputation during the time of Prabhupada, that I could understand his things and I could give delivery to them better, generally. Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Swami Maharaj also, he knew all these things.
ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ থাকবেন কয়েকদিন, আমাকে কালকে ফিরে যেতে হবে কলকাতায়। আমি ভাবছি এখান থেকে কালকে মায়াপুরে যাব, তো ওখান থেকে আমি চলে যাব
কলকাতায়। ভবানন্দ মহারাজ আছেন?
হ্যাঁ, ভবানন্দ
মহারাজ। জয়পতাকা মহারাজ কোথায়?
জয়পতাকা মহারাজ তো আজকে রাত্রে আসার কথা, সাতটার সময়। ঠিক আছে, কালকে সকালে হয়তো মায়াপুরে আসবে।
The long and the short is this, that I do not want to disturb this con movement, but I cannot deny myself. That is the position of mine. And I don't like any disturbance may be created in the mission of Swami Maharaj by me, because I was not very eager to preach in my whole life of a preacher. That was not a very big tendency in me to preach. I don't like to come in hitch with the movement, such a big movement, all worldwide movement. I don't like to be a party to stand against. It is my goodwill. But still, I cannot deny myself that what I understand to be the best, I, if necessary, I must say that bravely. That is my position. Whatever it may be. But I don't like to create any disturbance, not to the propaganda of any other God brothers, what to speak of Swami Maharaj, who has shown such a wonderful propagating capacity in the world. I don't want to relish that thing. But still, the difficulty is that I cannot deny myself. What I am, what I know, I should say that, cannot be untrue to myself. That is what is the position at present. So, some adjustment would have been better, but so just I tried my best to reinstate Jayatirtha Maharaj to the old role of a sannyasi to save the good name of the ISKCON. And I also for that sent him to Katwa, where Mahaprabhu himself took sannyas for his inspiration and impression that he can be found in his future life. That is one thing. And another thing, that